My master, the great king of Habasha, help your followers. My master, help your faithful followers in the land of Yemen.
What's wrong with you and my old fellows in Yemen?
The king of Himyar tortured, killed, and displaced them, and they don't have a reliever rather than you.
How did he dare? How did? I swear to make him regrets for what he did.
Punish him, master, and send me on a military campaign the likes of which he's never seen in his life.
You are right, Ariat. I'll send you in a military campaign to destroy his kingdom, and don't leave any trace to it. Take Abraha with you as a prince under your leadership, and destroy all Himyars.
Money and slaves are mine. I got them with this very sword.
But master, wouldn't you send them to Prince Ariat?
Ariat? He is a coward, pitiful man, and he will release them if I send them to him. But I am a fighter, a bold raider with no heart, and I deserve the money. I deserve the money and the slaves that I put my hands on more than anyone else.
That's what I thought also, master. But the problem is, what if our Prince Ariad gets angry?
Ariad.
How did your soul entice you to capture what is not your own? Betrayer, the money and the slaves are war loots, and you must send them to the king.
And did the king capture them with his hands and sword to be his own property?
Shut up, you fool. How dare you say that about your masters?
I will not give up any of my rights which I have earned with my competence.
Then you will pay the price of your attitude, and it will be very high.
Tomorrow I will meet you with my army. And the sword will be the arbitrator.
Tomorrow we will fight.
There's no one here. It seems that we came very early.
Or maybe your friend preferred to stay at home rather than fight because he is so fearful of you, my master. It's clear that I'm going to see the very worst day of my life.
Ah, it seems that I misvalued the situation. And the suggested solution will undoubtedly bring my end.
There is no solution, my master, except for the trick.
Trick, you say? What trick?
Fencing, my king. the fencing is the only way to get out of this very great problem.
Do you think that I can conquer Ariat if I fence him?
And what is your loyal boy doing?
So it's treachery.
One treachery guarantees you the throne of Yemen all your life. Trust me, Master. I am behind you. It seems our friend has something to offer.
He is a betrayer, Master, so be wary of him.
Nothing will satisfy me today except his death.
Peace be upon you, Ariat.
There is no peace between me and you.
I see that you gathered all your forces to meet me. But there is something you should know. This will not make me fear.
Really? Why then do I see you come trotting and fearful?
I have an offer for you to prevent bloodshed and settle the issue between us.
I don't think that you ask bloodshedding. Your only pleasure is seeing that.
Don't exaggerate it, Ariat. Each one of us has his style and motivations. But I came to ask you to fence, man to man. Just you and me.
What a beautiful gift this is, Abraha. And I accept it. I'm sorry. It was a very easy fence, and you are a liar.
No. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. I will live all my life a loyal slave for you. Please don't kill me. Please.
How can I forgive a rebellious... I have been betrayed!
Leaders and knights, Ariat is dead. Don't have a leader except me. So obey me to keep you honored leaders.
Maybe I was wrong that I sent this crazy man with my best leader. A greedy like him would make the kingdom of Yemen independent and not under your command. Be careful, our great king.
And this may encourage many others to do the same and therefore revolt against the kingdom of Habasha.
You should take a decision, Master.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes.
Doorkeeper, send to Abraha al-Ashram a messenger threaten him. I swear to step his land, shed his blood, and cut his forelock, as a punishment to what he has done to his appointed leader.
Did you see? This is all because of your damned face!
Where is Abraha, the Najash's ruler on Yemen?
Abraha? Just like that? Without nicknames?
Are you unable to understand, man? Didn't that prince fill your eyes? He is Abraha al-Ashram, the noble and a very great man.
I am the messenger of the king of Habasha and Yemen to Abraha, and I have a message for him. I can't turn back without an answer.
What I feared most has happened. Tonight we will go to Habasha. Prepare the gifts and precious things. The task is difficult. Either I come back a king and more powerful than before, or I return beheaded.
What's that? Beheaded? Is that it? And you still want to go despite the danger of being beheaded?
There are many things you can never avoid, Atoda. And they cannot be solved without facing them with power and force, or with trick.
You are always saying wise words, Yemeni King. So you'll go while I stay here and represent you. That's a very good plan, my king.
Play another trick, you coward. You will come with me and face the same fate.
Master, I'll sacrifice you with my soul. You are the crown of my head.
Really? Then come on, and don't forget to bring a handful of earth to take it with me to Habasha.
My king, although I didn't understand a single word you've said, you are very superior to your age, and therefore you are very, very smart indeed.
And since when you understand anything? You should admit, Atoda, that you lack mind, and you are clearly defective.
It's clear. It's clear. It's clear, my king. Clear.
Abraha went to see the angry king of Habasha. And because of his intelligence, he turned his anger into approval. And the king made him the ruler of Yemen.